Chapter 42. Clear. They shall behold the land that is very far off. Isaiah 33, verse 17. The board. Christian and Hopeful would not easily forget the abyss by the hill error. What a depth! Shortly after this, the shepherds brought them to another mountain top. This top was called Caution. Have a look in the distance, the shepherds said. Christian and Hopeful looked in that direction and saw a cemetery. It looked like people were walking up and down among the gravestones. They paced back and forth all the time. It looked as if they were blind, for they bumped into the gravestones time and again. Neither were they successful in getting away from among those graves. They tried, but they were just not able. Now what is this? Christian asked. Have you not seen that board then? The shepherds asked. Which board? The board at the foot of the mountains, which leads into a meadow. Look, there to your left. Oh, that board. The two men nodded. Yes, we certainly saw it. Well, the shepherd said, that board leads onto a path that goes straight to Doubting Castle. A giant lives there. His name is Giant Despair. Christian and Hopeful looked at each other for a moment. They knew that giant all too well. Look, the shepherds pointed out. These blind people were on a journey too, just like you. All went well until they came to that board. They thought the right way was a little too rough and difficult to walk on. Then they said, you know what? We will just continue walking through the meadow. That is much easier. But then the giant saw them. He grabbed them immediately and cast them into his prison. When they lay there a while, he gouged their eyes out. Then he brought them to those graves, and that is where they walk until now. And thus, the word of a wise man is fulfilled. He wrote that a man who wanders out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. When Christian and Hopeful heard this, tears sprang into their eyes, but they did not say one word to the shepherds. A byway. When I continued dreaming, I saw the shepherds taking the travelers to another place. They came by the side of the hill. Close to the ground, they saw a door. We will have a look inside here, the shepherds said, while they opened the door. It appeared dark and smoky. They heard a rumbling noise, as if a fire was burning. It smelled like sulfur. They also heard people crying who were being tormented. What is the meaning of this? Christian asked. This is a byway to hell, the shepherd said. Hypocrites, people who do not truly love the Lord, take this byway. For example, Esau did. He sold his birthright and then took this way. Judas, too. He betrayed his master. And Alexander, who told lies about the service of the Lord, took this path, too. It was the same with Ananias and Sapphira, who said that they gave all the money to Peter, while it was not so. All people who act like them take this path, which leads straight to hell. But these people looked like they were travelers too, didn't they? Hopeful asked. They certainly did, the shepherds answered, and they kept that up for a long time. They traveled a long way, just like you. How long had they been on the way then? Some did not come as far as these mountains. Others came even further. The two travelers looked at each other. Then we must ask for strength from the Lord. Yes, we need him, for his name is the mighty God. You may certainly do that, the shepherds nodded, and you must use the strength you receive. The binoculars. Slowly on, the two men felt like continuing their travels. The shepherds also thought it was time for them to continue. Therefore, they walked together until they were at the end of the mountains. Then the shepherds said to each other, "Shall we give our travelers our binoculars for a moment? Then they will be able to see the celestial gate, at least if you know how to use them." As soon as Christian and Hopeful heard this, their eyes began to sparkle gladly. The shepherds took them to the top of a very tall mountain. Its name was Clear. The shepherds handed the binoculars to them. They held them up in front of their eyes and tried to spot the celestial gate. Sadly, it did not work very well, for their hands were shaking so. That was still because of the scare about what they had seen before. No matter how they tried, they could not get a clear view of the gate. But they thought they saw something that looked like a gate. They also could see something of the glory of that place. A little later, they left the top of Clear Mountain singing. Thus by the shepherds secrets are revealed, which from all other men are kept concealed. Come to the shepherds then, if you would see things deep, things hid, and that mysterious be. Things deep, things hid, and that mysterious be. Then they said farewell to the shepherds. One of the shepherds explained to them how to continue. He gave them a map on which all ways were clearly marked. Beware of people who act very friendly, but in the meantime want to harm you, another said. And do not sleep on the enchanted ground, the third one warned them. The fourth shepherd wished them God's blessing for the remainder of the journey. When I saw this, I woke up from my dream a moment. Explanation. Christian and Hopeful should be very thankful. They also went over the board and got lost, but they came back to the right way. But this does not happen to all people who go the wrong way. Some become blind. That means they cannot see or understand anything of the things of the Lord anymore. While they are still alive, they actually belong to the dead already. And the end of those people is eternal death. Oh, what a wonder if the Lord does not give us over to our sins. Shortly after, Christian and Hopeful saw that there was a byway to hell. There have always been people who look exactly like true Christians, but who still choose the shortest way to hell. They have never been true Christians. We should beg the Lord if he will keep us from that. After this, they received binoculars. With these you can see things close up that are far away. God's children may sometimes do this too. That means they sometimes get a view of heaven, of the place where they cannot sin anymore and may always be with the Lord. But they often do not have a clear view of this. There is still so much fear and unbelief in their hearts. Would someone like me ever come there? They may sometimes see something of it, but often it is not clear.